Slum is the way of life. 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 Slum is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel welcome back to our beautiful program and the studio is looking very bright today mashallah azwajal harun bhai is looking traditionally beautiful mashallah azwajal we got Wasim bhai on the right hand side sare mashallah white clothing subhanallah hafiz sahibain mashallah azwajal hafiz nadeem sahab mashallah aur we got shuaib bhai mashallah azwajal in the studio as well we got two nath khans today alhamdulillah our main topic is the life alhamdulillah and the works of Amir al-Sunnat and Dawat-e-Islami before we go into anything let's listen to the tilawat of the Quran and the kalam-e-pak inshallah azza wa jal
a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تيري قدموں پلوں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا آقا کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا محمد الیاس ستار قادری رضوی دامت برکات اللہ علی آئیے مل کر پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ اس کی مزید برکتیں حاصل ہوں گی
بولا لو پھر مجھے میں پہنچوں کو شاہ مدینے کی دل میرا توڑ کر مجھے چھوڑ کر چل دیا قافلہ پھر مدینے کا میرا غم بھی تو دیکھو میں پڑا ہوں دور طیبہ سے سکون پائے گا بس میرا دل مضطر مدینے میں سکون پائے گا بس میرا دل مضطر مدینے میں
جو تیری دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے مدینے میں غم اپنا دے مجھے عیدی میں بلوا کر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحروں پر مدینے
جب پہنچنا در پر تو کہنا آقا سلام لیجئے غلام آیا اور کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں بلاوے کے منتظر ہیں لیکن نہ صبح آیا نہ شام آیا مینوں مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے ماریا صد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں ڈاڈا ہاں غریب آقا کول میرے زر نہیں اڈ کے میں کیویں آواں نال میرے پر نہیں سلام شوق کہنا جیو میرا بیرو تیرے در پر مدینے میں.
جی, ٹوڈے آور ٹاپک is Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, the leader, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, and also the works of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today Dawat-e-Islami's message has reached to 200 countries around the world. And mashallah Azza wa Jal, more than 108 different departments Dawat-e-Islami is actively working around the world. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami's work will continue to grow, and hopefully Dawat-e-Islami's message will inshallah go to every corner of the world.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Waseem Bhai, who is the head of the north of England, the greater Manchester and the South Yorkshire and Yorkshire region. Sorry if I get anything wrong, Waseem Bhai. The MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, he's also academically, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, is a solicitor and a judge. Waseem Bhai, you came into the Mahol what year?
2005,
mashallah Azza. I'm not going to ask you how you came into the Mahol, because one day we're going to have a special program on some of the Muballighins, like we talked about Harun Bhai, mashallah. Our topic today is Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. No doubt this is the beautiful topic. Every Muballigh, every Ashik-e-Rasool loves the topic of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. I want you to start off with
Subhanallah.
That.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Absolutely, Absab, it's a dream topic for any Muballigh to talk
Subhanallah.
About. Because they can, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, speaking from a very personal point of view, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat has had a profound impact on my life.
Beshak.
You know, when we speak of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, we're not talking about somebody who we've read about in a book.
Jee.
We are talking about somebody who has touched our life personally. He has influenced our life. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat for many of us has been a spiritual guide. He's been a teacher. He's been a mentor.
Mashallah.
You know, we look at them for inspiration. And I remember, you know, in my early days of Dawat-e-Islami, and I still even remember the first ever time I gave dars, and how nervous I was and how anxious I felt. And you know, I had you get these thoughts in your mind that people will think, oh, you know, he thinks himself a peer, or he thinks he's a Maulvi, he's trying to teach us.
Yeah.
And you know, when you get those thoughts in your mind, what used to encourage us was the fact that Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat had gone through these trials and tribulations. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, his personality, his shaksiyat, and the fact, his presence, his leadership of Dawat-e-Islami has had an impact on all of us in our life and in our time in Dawat-e-Islami.
Alhamdulillah. When you came into the Mahol, mashallah, so like you said, you know, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat was one of the attractions for you to come into Dawat-e-Islami. At that time, I don't think there was any video or TV. When you went to Pakistan, what year did you go to Pakistan? And when you met Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, what did you feel?
I met Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat when I went in 2014.
MashaAllah.
Now, that's a long time after, you know, Alhamdulillah, I had been blessed with the Mahol of Dawat-e-Islami. But I want to kind of take one step before that.
Jee.
The first time I saw Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, because there was no Madani channel, there was no videos or anything like that. There was smartphones in them days as well. And I don't know if you remember, Hafsab, there was a VCD.
Didar-e-Amir
Ahl-e-Sunnat. And I vividly remember my experience of watching Didar-e-Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. And you know, the thing that struck me was I'd never seen Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat before
this.
And heard so much about them, already had a connection with them, even though I'd never met them, never seen them, anything like that. And you know, when on Didar-e-Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, Bapa is wearing a green imam sharif and a brown chadar, and they come onto the stage in Fazani Medina, and there's a whole crowd standing open and showing love to them. The thing that struck me, Afisab, was Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat's sadgi. Even, you know, the way we thought, and my family were all there watching, we were thinking, you know, this man who's in charge of this huge organization, you know, he's going to have pomp and ceremony and all of those kind of things. And when we saw him, you know, normal, you know, and I don't say sada in a derogatory way, you know, this is the azmat of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. Sada libas, his words were most simple. And, you know, his attitude and his whole humble approach to everything was something that struck me from that a moment onwards. And for me, you know, sign of somebody who really has, you know, control over his nafs and has a bigger mission in ahead of him.
There's a waqia about Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that the Khalifa of the time, he's in his palace and he looks at, you know, through the window outside, and he sees Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi walking past his palace, and everyone is just running behind him, all want to touch him, you know, all the men. And you know, the Badshah, as he's looking over, you know, he says, I'm the king, no one ever does that to me. When I go on, no, I don't even hear and see people. Why is it that Ibrahim bin Adham, who is he? And people, they said that, oh, Badshah Salamat, you rule over the people. Ibrahim bin Adham, he's rule over their hearts.
Subhanallah. You know?
And this is exactly what Amir al-Sunnah is doing today. He's ruling over the hearts of millions. And I'm not even, I won't be exaggerating if I say dozens of millions of people around the world. Ji Harun bhai, mashallah, you came into the mahol. We read your whole autobiography, as they say. First time you saw Amir al-Sunnah, what was your feeling?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'll tell you my first experience of being introduced to Amir al-Sunnah first. Mm-hmm. I was in Kashmir. I'd gone with my parents for a holiday. I was only young. And there was a man sat in a shop, and I think Kibla Walid Sahib went there for some, you know, deal or whatever, and I was with them. And he had this book. And he said, this is a fantastic book. It's got the Sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a one compilation, and it's a magnificent book, and it's written by Maulana Ali Asqadri Sahib. And that was my first kind of introduction. I was only maybe 15 or 20. And then he explained the book, and then I looked into the book as well. And then from that really early kind of encounter, I had this liking to Amir al-Sunnah. And I came into the Madni Mahal in about 2000. I'd always, after that encounter, when I was maybe 15 or 18 or something like that, I'd always thought that, you know, people say, do you know a Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal? And I had in my mind that if there's one person, you know, they're hidden, but there's one person that I know is a Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is Amir al-Sunnat in Karachi. And I used to always say that to people as well. I said, one person I can guarantee is Amir al-Sunnat. And then, you know, things gradually changed. The first time I had the honor of seeing Amir al-Sunnat was Jameel Bhai sent me the video, the one that Wasim Bhai mentioned. Yeah. And I still remember it to this day. I mean, I remember the almost the barrier that was there. It was a dark video because it was early time. It was taken on a mobile phone. Amir al-Sunnah is getting up and walking, and the quality of the video isn't that brilliant. You're just trying to figure it out, and then you see the face and you see the simplicity. Now, what hit me was this. Having been born and bred in this country, we've seen that anybody who has status, anybody who has followers, they have, as Hussein Bhai said, this pomp, this ceremony around them. They have an entourage around them, and they are dressed in some of, you know, very kind of lavish style clothes, and, you know, they have all of that kind of ceremony around them. When we first saw Amir al-Sunnah, it was, I deliberately came in this labas today, because it was just this. It was the white salwar kameez, the chadars, and you thought, hang on a minute, it stopped you in your tracks. And you thought, yes. And as Wasim Bhai said, you know, the simplicity, you know, this is what the walis of Allah Azza wa Jalla look like. And it really, really hit me. You know, if on that day, if I'd seen Amir al-Sunnah in a normal get-up, say, in a posh get-up, it would have still been mesmerizing for me.
Indeed.
But that particular scene stuck in my heart.
MashaAllah. And you know, if you ask every muballigh, you'll find the same story. You know, if I relate to myself, in 2000 we went to Multan Sharif. Kya din the wo? Yeah, so Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we went to Multan Sharif, and then we had the opportunity, because at that time people said, well, we're going back you know, to our own villages, we're flying back. And they said, oh no, there's a 3-day tarbiyat in Nashist happening in Karachi. And you think, subhanAllah, I definitely don't want to miss that. And then as soon as we got back to Karachi, you know, we had the opportunity that, you know, we were sat in a room, just a few Muballis went from the UK. We were sat in a room, and Islam Brothers said, oh, let's get someone to eat first, and then we'll go and meet Amir al-Sunnah. And you think, subhanAllah, you know, forget the food, we just want to go and meet him. But what happened? They said, no, everything's ready. So we were all sat there, and mashallah, Islam Brothers were serving, you know. As we ate, we read the dua and say, right, We're going to meet Amir Ahle Sunnat. And one of the guys said, you know, the person who was giving the water to everyone, he was Amir Ahle Sunnat.
Yeah,
I thought, no way. And that there was no CDs at that time. So you only had the voice. And because he was only smiling at us, he wasn't speaking. So you never get to know that was Amir Ahle Sunnat. But subhanAllah, you know, that hit me. And, you know, when we saw Amir Ahle Sunnat, the first initial thing was, you just start crying, you know. MashaAllah, is this the person that Alhamdulillah is controlling our hearts?
Allah.
Sincerity, it remains the same. And he used to make dua in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, I want to teach your deen, send the people to me. And the sincerity of that supplication was such that today, millions of people, I mean, if you speak to the Madni Channel crew and you speak to, you know, Nigrani Shura, the one thing that we want to do is keep people attached to Madni Channel. The reason is simple. The reason is that if people are watching Madni Channel, they're not watching anything that's wrong. There's no advertisements, there's no filter, nothing. It's a clean channel, and it's an Islamic channel. No on Islamic content. So the maqsad is, so long as you keep them on Madni Channel, they will stay off the other things. Now, over the 12 years of Madni Channel, you know, they've tried different tactics. You know, great personalities like Nigrani Shura, Abdul Habib Bhai, and everybody else. And these great programs, you know, Zaini Ismaish, English Madni Channel, all these. But they can't keep the viewers glued to the TV. Sooner or later, the viewers go one way or the other. But the one thing that does keeps them glued to the screen, and it's been proven, is Amir Ahle Sunnat. As soon as Amir Ahle Sunnat comes and sits down, that's it. You know, no matter, you can get the most fantastic mubalig in the world. You see that, because what Amir Ahle Sunnat is personified is a true murid of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
You know, the way that a murid should be. And then when it comes to staying steadfast on the path, if there's anybody today who represents the soj and fikr of Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, it is Amir Ahle Sunnat.
SubhanAllah. Waseem bhai, mashallah, we're talking about Amir Ahle Sunnat. His achievements are too many. Can you mention a few of them?
SubhanAllah. So I just want to pick on something what Harun Bhai was mentioning there, which is people glued to the screen when Amir Ahle Sunnat is there and their love for watching him. So, you know, one of the sign of the awliya is that Allah Ta'ala places the love of these people in the hearts of the creation.
SubhanAllah.
And
SubhanAllah.
This is, you could say that without any sort of doubt or any sort of debate, Allah Ta'ala has placed the love of Amir Ahle Sunnat in the heart of the Muslim. Wherever you go, you know, even those people who perhaps don't agree with everything that Amir Ahle Sunnat has done, you know, when they talk about his character and his kirdad, they've got nothing but to say about him. In terms of, mashallah, his humility and his approach to everything. And, you know, that is a sign of his acceptance that people love him. People have love for his character. And there are so many of his characteristics, Afisab. You know, we don't have time to talk about them, but, you know, if we were to talk about his khofi khuda, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how Amir Ahle Sunnat, he has not only you know, developed his own Khawfi Khuda and his, you know, God consciousness, but he's developed that in other people as well.
Subhanallah.
Okay, you know,
yani he's produced so many other people, mashallah, Azulillah, have the same, you know,
those same qualities. And then, you know, Ishq-e Rasool is another topic Allah in itself, how he's devoted to the mission of Ishq-e Rasool and developing Ishq-e Rasool in the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, there's so many characteristics of his, and in which you could say that he's the leader in his field, mashallah. And there's so much to learn from him.
You know, 108 different departments in Dawat-e-Islami. Now, if you look at it, Dawat-e-Islami started in 1981. You know, Amir al-Sunnat was asked that, did you know that Dawat-e-Islami is going to go so far? And Amir al-Sunnat, he says, I never had the faintest idea that Dawat-e-Islami is going to grow so big. But one of the reasons that Dawat-e-Islami did grow big was because of the sincerity of Amir al-Sunnat. And the other that he wanted, he says that I wanted to, you know, pass on the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he's done that in such a beautiful way. And when I spoke to Mufti Sahab, and one of the Mufti Sahab, he says that, Subhanallah, you know, this tells you and proves it to you that, mashallah, he has the nazar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Afzal, you mentioned determination.
Jee.
Determination is one thing, and sometimes people will have a jazbah, an enthusiasm, a determination to do things. But with Amir al-Sunnat, that determination was there, but it was surrounded by a number of things, which is produced the results that we see
today. MashaAllah.
The first was the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was uncompromising. So that is the only thing that mattered. You know, when we proclaim the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we balance it with everything else in life. And that's unfortunate. We shouldn't do, but we do. So that when, so for example, we are in conflict, sometimes we select our other priorities.
Jee.
With Amir al-Sunnat, the love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dominated everything else. Now that was the first thing. The second was hard work. Day and night. Today, where Dawat-e-Islami is, you know, a lot of us say that it's the determination and it's the enthusiasm of Amir al-Sunnat. Yes, no doubt that was there.
MashaAllah.
But day and night, night after night, month after month, year after year, this Hasti just stayed determined. You know, people pushed him, people dragged him, people swore at him. And all he wanted to do was teach him the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. One time what happened was Amir al-Sunnat says that I went to a masjid and it was quite far from my house, so he goes, I went on a bus, and on the way back what happened was that the buses stopped, running. So what happened, it was really late at night, you know, the masjid was closed because everyone's gone home, Imam Sahib's gone home, they closed the masjid, and he goes, I slept outside in the cold in that night, and I took a bus back to my home as well. Because it's Amir al-Sunnat's viladat today, we want to hear a munkabat now, inshallah.
سنت کی خوشبوؤں سے
Islam brother send a text message and he says, please don't mention my name. Baba we call Amir al-Sunnah, has changed most of my family as well as my entire mindset. From being the black sheep in the family to my parents crying tears of joy and happiness.
Wow.
I have seen Amir al-Sunnah over 40 times in my dreams, and many brothers over the time have seen me with Amir al-Sunnah. Allah Ta'ala keep our love. Abbas Bhai from Sheffield, he says that when Nigrani Shura came to the UK the first time and he did the announcement, who wants to come to Karachi? And he says, I put my hand up, I spent 2 weeks in Karachi, and the time I spent with Amir al-Sunnah is unimaginable. You know, I can't even describe that moment. MashaAllah.
You know, sir, one thing I want to mention there as well. You know, we started by talking about, there was a time when Amir al-Sunnah, there was no video, there was no Madani channel. But still, despite that, sir, here in the UK, westernized country, British lads born and brought up in this country, you, when we were in the Mahol, we saw that these youngsters who don't probably speak a word of the Urdu language, they were lovers of Amir Ahl-Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
And you know, you think to yourself, how is this connection possible?
Allah,
there's Amir Ahl-Sunnah, lives in Pakistan, speaks the Urdu language predominantly, and there's these youngsters born and bred in this country, westernized country. Where does that connection come from? And the beautiful point here is that, you know, love is not something that's restricted by language.
Allah.
Amir Ahl-Sunnah does not just speak Urdu, Amir Ahl-Sunnah speaks the language of love. And that language, what our Murshid Amir Ahl-Sunnah spoke, Hafiz Sahab, he transcended boundaries, transcended continents. Amir Ahl-Sunnah ne awaz lagain, and that labbaik came from all around the world.
MashaAllah.
And I still remember, I was saying this to my friend, we used to go to Bradford Ijtima Harun Bhai, and you know, in them days, and if you put on your Bluetooth and you needed to connect to somebody, you used to have a Bluetooth name.
Jee.
And we were sat in Bradford, and you could put the name as whatever you wanted, and you connected it and you saw a long list of Sagi Attar. And you know, there was a young lad sat next to me, and he wanted a kalam from my phone to send to him. And I says, brother, can you tell me which one yours? Young lad, off the street, which one is yours? And he said, that's me, Sagi Attar.
Oh.
And I just thought to myself, you know, that is the shan of a Wali Kamil, that they don't control territory or land or countries. These people, they do control over people's hearts.
You've got to put that into context, you see, because basically what you've got to understand is that the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the final Hajj and the final khutbah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, the scholars write that there were approximately 124,000 Sahaba Ikram.
Subhanallah.
Only 10,000 are buried in Baqi Sharif, some are buried in Jannatul Mala Sharif. Where are the rest? They spread all over the world to do the work of deen. They traveled in these beautiful Madni Kafla. One man sat in Babul Medina, Karachi. You mentioned, we saw him, you know, I had the opportunity of, I think, 2008, 9, 10. We were together, Hafizab and I, we had the honor and the privilege. We'll discuss that in a few moments. But millions of people were seen by around the world, haven't seen him. And, you know, they saw the videos late, and Madni Channel only 12 years ago, yet millions of people love and follow him simply because, as Hafiz Sahab said, he rules over the hearts because of the love of Rasulullah.
One of the reasons why Harun Bhai, I want to add to that as well, was, you know, one of the, you could say, unique qualities of Amir Ahl-Sunnah is his authenticity. You know, there's no putting on a show for somebody when it comes to Amir Ahl-Sunnah. What you see is what you get. And you know, you hear this from the people who are closest to Amir Ahl-Sunnah, that, you know, the way he is in private is exactly how he is in public.
Subhanallah.
You know, often you the way you present yourself in front of people is different perhaps to how you normally spend your time at home. But Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the people closest to him will tell you that, you know, his khalwat and jalwat, there is no difference, that he acts upon the sunnah excessively in front of people and he doesn't do it privately.
I don't know if you remember, Wasim Bhai, Harun Bhai, when Granay Shura showed us a video of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, he was in his house, walking, you know, in the gully of his house, and he was reading a kalam and he was crying. He was was on the walls. And why? Because he was remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And you know, Afsab, you see this on Madani channel.
Subhanallah.
Doesn't Amir Ahl Sunnah know that he's streaming to a worldwide audience? Doesn't he know he's being watched by millions? But when you sometimes see Amir Ahl Sunnah crying out of khawfi khuda,
Allah
crying out of the fear of Allah, do you even for a moment think that this man is there and he's conscious of the cameras that are pointing at him?
Subhanallah.
He's you know, in his own world, crying out of khawfi khuda, crying in ishq-e rasool. And you know, this authenticity of Amir Ahl Sunnah is unique to him.
MashaAllah. I can remember when we were in Pakistan and Madani channel was new at that time. And there was a lot of people that came from other companies, you know, other channels, when they left them and they came to Madani channel. And they saw it, they goes, how come you guys are running this channel? Give us some time, we'll change this channel, tell you. Madani, Amir Ahl Sunnah used to smile and say, you're not going to change the channel, we're going to change you.
Amir Ahl Sunnah says, he says, when we first started the recording, he goes, people behind the camera, they said to me, you know, do your Imam Sharif a bit like this and put your hair. He goes, when they told me to do it straight, he goes, I put it the other way around.
Subhanallah.
This is who I am.
I was listening to one scholar, and he's quite a senior scholar. And he said, you know, I've been appearing on television and programs and everything else, and whenever I go, I make sure I go in front of the mirror, I set my imamah, I set my jacket, make sure the mic's on, make sure everything's perfect. He goes, this hasti baffles me, because only a few hundred people watch me, millions of people watch him, and he's not bothered. All he wants to do is teach the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, this is the essence of it though. It's the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he instills. You know, a lot of people, they go to Medina Munawwara, but they're not there. You know, it's like a holiday for them.
Gee, gee.
Yeah? But how many people, you know, there's that famous couplet now, ke meri be nigahi pe na ja, main tujhe yahi se Medina dikha do. Amir al-Sunnat, he instills in you the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even if you haven't been to Medina Park, even if, say you haven't udhar rujhan nahi gaya, you haven't thought about it, the next thing you want is, all you want to do is be in Medina, all you want to do is follow the sunnats of Nabi Kareem. He makes you fall in love with Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And the simplest of things, you know, even if you watch Amir al-Sunnat in Salatu Salam, you know, they've done a whole Madani Muzakra, but even in Salatu Salam, the perception you get, Amir Ahl Sunnat is trying their best to close their eyes and focus on Madina Sharif. This is their Adat Sharif, that no matter where they are, no matter how many cameras are pointing at them, Amir Ahl Sunnat, he is drowned in the love of the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. I can remember, we were in Pakistan, inshallah, after this we'll go to a Kalam as well, and Manqabat. We went to Babul Madina Karachi, and we saw a whole kafila came from China.
Yeah.
You know, a whole kafila came from, amongst them were ulama of China. They were Chinese, and there was a Peer Sahib as well from China. He had his murid with him as well. There's about 15, 16 of them. And obviously they couldn't understand one word of Urdu. And the cameras were constantly going back to them when they were filming. And they saw the Peer Sahib was crying, the murids were crying, the Alim-e-Din was crying. And it's like, you know, they go to Amir Ahl Sunnat during the Kalam and they'll go back to them. So later on, when they were sitting with Amir Ahl Sunnat, Islam Brothers, the Nigran of China, he asked them, and he goes, why were you crying? He goes, we didn't understand what word they were saying, but them words were hitting our hearts.
Allah.
We were looking at him and we were constantly crying.
Murshid ka deedar wa kya kehna, chain sukoon qarar wa kya kehna, Murshid ka deedar wa kya kehna, Madni huliya sabz imama daadi shareef, saja le yaar baba kya kehna, tu bhi saja le yaar baba kya kehna, duniya bhar mein fazle rab se charche hain attar ke, duniya bhar mein fazle rab se charche hain attar ke, bade bade gun gaate hain, bade bade gun gaate hain inke sutre kirdaar ke, duniya bhar mein fazle rab se charche hain attar ke,
در سے شریعت دینے والے میرے شیخ طریقت ہیں غوث پاک کے صدقے میں ولیوں سے رکھتے عقیدت ہیں در سے شریعت دینے والے میرے شیخ طریقت ہیں غوث پاک کے صدقے میں ولیوں سے رکھتے عقیدت ہیں پکے رضوی عاشق ہیں یہ پکے رضوی عاشق ہیں نبیوں کے سردار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے ان کے چاہنے والے کروڑوں لاکھوں جان لٹاتے ہیں ان کے دیوانوں میں زمزم اور فاروق بھی آتے ہیں ان کے چاہنے والے کروڑوں لاکھوں جان لٹاتے ہیں ان کے دیوانوں میں زمزم اور فاروق بھی آتے ہیں ہے مشتاق مہکتے پھول ہے مشتاق مہکتے پھول عطار کے گلزار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے بڑے بڑے گن گاتے ہیں بڑے بڑے گن گاتے ہیں ان کے ستھرے کردار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے سندھی بلوچی پشتو پنجابی کا سب فرق مٹایا ہے جو بھی آیا ہے پاس ان کے اس کو گلے لگایا ہے مرشد ان سے پیار ہے کرتے مرشد ان سے پیار ہے کرتے جو عاشق سرکار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے بڑے بڑے گن گاتے ہیں بڑے بڑے گن گاتے ہیں ان کے ستھرے کردار کے دنیا بھر میں فضل رب سے چرچے ہیں عطار کے
Alhamdulillah Azawajal, today we're talking about the life, the seerat of Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah.
Basically, Amir Ahle Sunnat, as you said, set out in 1981. And even before then, Amir Ahle Sunnat was always working for the deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But single-handedly, this hasti has changed the surface of the earth. And I'm not exaggerating. Millions of people have adopted the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Millions of people have learned how to read the glorious Quran correctly. Millions of people have learned how to live their life by the sunnat, how to perform ghusl, how to do wuzu, how to spiritually increase themselves, how to find who they are and where they're going. And millions of people have been saved from the fire of hell by the blessings of the Nalene Pak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because Amir al-Sunnat instilled into their hearts, and this is what the Walis of Allah Azawajal do, instilled into their hearts the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today when we're mentioning Amir al-Sunnat, the only reason, you know, we love him and we kind of follow him is because he puts us in touch with Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
SubhanAllah. Waseem bhai,
MashaAllah.
Any department of Dawat Islami that, you know, you were really touched by and, you know, you think to yourself, wow, SubhanAllah.
Again, you could talk about all of the departments of Dawat Islami, but you know, if you can to bring that back to Amir Ahle Sunnat, one of his qualities is that he never stops.
SubhanAllah.
And since I've been in Dawat Islami, you know, every year we hear about a new department added to the list of already a list of Shobajat. You know, the point of Amir Ahle Sunnat is he hasn't thought to himself, well, look, you know, I'm known worldwide now. Dawat Islami is known worldwide, and we've done our bit, we've made our mark, and that's it. You know, we're happy with our lot. Because that was not his vision. His vision was not to get known worldwide. His vision was not so that Dawat Islami, everybody knows and everybody lavishes him with praise. Amir Ahle Sunnah's vision, or his eyesight, you could say, was far, far beyond that.
SubhanAllah.
Amir Ahle Sunnah says that, you know, my target is that, you know, when a 12-month Madani Kafila leaves from Madani Markaz, Babul Medina, Karachi every day, and another one comes back every day. That is, he says, you know, Madani Kafla Majlis, he goes, Alhamdulillah. And it's achieved so much worldwide, but his vision is so much far and beyond that, that very regularly we hear that Dawat Islami has opened a new department. For example, only recently, Dawat Islami has opened a rehabilitation center for disabled children in Pakistan. You know, that's something Dawat Islami has never done before, but Amir Ahle Sunnat, our senior Zimadaran, felt the need for this. Dawat Islami has taken a step in that field as well. So one upon one department.
I can remember, you know, when the department of Khususi Islami Bhai, Special Islam Brothers. Now you might be thinking, who are the Special Islami Brothers? In Dawat Islami, those brothers who are deaf, dumb and blind, we call them the Special Brothers, Khususi Islami Bhai. Now, when I went to Karachi for the Nabi Nur Sharif Ijtima, and one corner of Ezan-e-Madina, you had this huge crowd, and there was nearly about 200-300, and the Islam Brother were doing sign language. And I thought, you know, who are these brothers? And then that's when Amir al-Sunnat, you know, he came and he talked about the majlis as well. And mashallah, now, you know, you had these people that, you know, people thought of them, mazallah, as, you know, okay, so I forget them people. But Amir al-Sunnat even remembered these people as well.
Especially in a country like Pakistan, you know, obviously economically it's not as advanced. And in these countries, people struggle to keep up with those who are Khususi Islami, the Special Islamic Brothers. Gee. And to devote so much time, so many brothers have been sent on courses to learn sign language and to reach out to these people. And it's amazing. You know, the magnificent achievements of Amir al-Sunnah 20 years ago were great, and anybody else could have kind of lived with that and said, I've done great. And as Wasim Bhai said, not Amir al-Sunnat. I mean, having had all these magnificent achievements, you know, setting up Dawat Islami, the Madni Kaflas and the Ijtamas all over the world, then the publishing department of Dawat Islami, the books that were written by Amir al-Sunnat, because don't forget, he used to take time out. So when others were sleeping, he was writing books, and a lot of the early books, yeah, they were written by Amir al-Sunnat. Even now, Amir al-Sunnat continues to write books. So as well as that, then Amir al-Sunnat sees that, okay, Dawat Islam is spreading internationally. These books are all in Urdu. So what did they do? They set up the translation department.
MashaAllah.
So, and then that comes. If that wasn't enough achievement, no, constantly on the lookout, as you said, Wasim Bhai, of where next. And then the vision of why, if we could have a TV channel, we could send the message of the Quran and Sunnah everywhere. We could reach places where maybe the Madni Kaflas can't go. And that was, you know, remember in one of the silsilas, we had a person from, was it one of the islands, Shetland Islands, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's a little island, a few hundred people, but Alhamdulillah, we watch Madni channel here.
You know, my viewers might be, mashallah, they watch this program. I get a lot of good feedback for this program and other programs as well. But I'll, you know, you'll be shocked that we pay roughly about 38,000 pounds a month.
Allah.
Amir al-Sunnah says that Madani channel doesn't eat the money, it drinks money. You know, so a 38,000 pound, that's just the satellite cost that we give. Then you've got the studios, then you've got your staff members and all these. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is running this. There's no music. People thought, oh well, there's no advertisement. Even now people say, we'll give you hundreds of thousands of pounds as advertisement. No advertisement. Why don't you have women sitting next to you? You know, so they can preach as well. No women at all. Music, no music at all. And look at the barakat that Amir.
You know, Amir al-Sunnat's personality is that he never gives up.
Subhanallah.
I mean, and he advises us the same as well. He says, you know, take the word impossible, take it out of your dictionary. He goes, that doesn't exist.
Bishop.
And you know, one of our brothers, very recently, he was explaining this you could call it an incident to us. He says, I went to get some time from Amir al-Sunnat for one of the programs on Madani channel. He says, I plucked up the courage. First time I remember going to Amir al-Sunnat, he says, I knocked on the door, and Amir al-Sunnat, they were in their office. I went inside and he says, Amir al-Sunnat, as usual, huge smile, made me feel welcome, made me feel like the most special person in the world. Sat down and he says to Bapa that I need some time of yours. Whatever you can give, 20 minutes, half an hour, we're doing this silsila. It was about Ala Hazrat. And Amir al-Sunnat turned around to him and he says, look, I've got a lot of written work, like you were saying, to do at the moment. And that brother, he says, okay, no problem. And he was about to go and he says, that point, Bapa stopped me. Amir al-Sunnat says, sit down. And he says, you know, if I gave up that quickly, how you've just given up getting time from me, he says, Dawat Islami wouldn't be where it is.
Subhanallah.
He says, don't give up so easily.
Mashallah.
He says, you're going to have to fight, and fight again to achieve what you want in the
you
path
know,
of deen.
So many ups and downs.
And that's such a beautiful message, Hafiz Sahib. And it is, you could say, a summary of Amir al-Sunnat's life. You know, when he started Madani Kafila, people said, you know, this community is not ready for Madini Kafila. They'll come to Jalsas when you give them langar and that's it. These people won't travel in the way of Allah for two or three days. Amir al-Sunnat says, I want to do it. And he did it, and today Madani Kafila is a recipe, mashallah, for reforming youngsters and bringing them to the path.
There's
of
a message that Islam was, and he goes, there's a brother in Blackburn who came out one day with old chadars, Imama Sharif and Zulfa and the Dari Mubarak, and he says, I changed sitting at home watching Madani channel.
Subhanallah.
You know, so if this is the tasir of Amir al-Sunnah, you know, changing people through a TV station, just imagine what the tasir will be if you sit next to him.
But it wasn't just that, you know, Urdu Madani channel came, but Amir al-Sunnat and the Shura are already thinking next. So then English Madani channel, then Bangla Madani channel, then Kids Madani channel, you know, it just carries on. And this revolution, you know, the tech revolutionized the world, yeah? And Dawat Islami didn't stay behind. You know, social media platforms, internet, websites, so that we can use, you know, a lot of people are using these platforms for the wrong thing. But alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah's guidance, Dawat Islami is using the same things to spread the message of the deen of Nabi Kareem.
MashaAllah, Azawajal, Harun bhai, the works of Dawat Islami has spread over 200 countries around the world. And you know, some people sometimes think that, you know, we will do bait when our Peer Sahib is there, we will do bait on his hands, you know. But if you look at the fairs of Amir Ahle Sunnah, he sat in one place and there are so many murids. Some people might think that, you know, you have to be a bait with Amir Ahle Sunnah to be in the mahal of Dawat Islami. You know, MashaAllah, we got Hafiz Nadeem, our Nath Khan, you know, he is Talib of Amir Ahle Sunnah. Yeah, there's MashaAllah, Azawajal, South Africa, our Nigran Aslam Bhai. Majority of the South Africa Mushawarat brothers who control the works of Dawat Islami, they are Talib with Amir Ahle Sunnah.
You see, what it is, we don't understand the system. If you don't have a Peer or Murshid, then it is incumbent upon you to protect yourself spiritually, physically, that you do take bath and you find a Kamil Peer, and Allah Hazrat has written the Sharait. But if you're already with a Kamil Peer, somebody who is acting in accordance with the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there's no stopping you getting faith from other Awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you should spend as much time as you can with the pious people. Now, you know, Dawat Islami, you said the achievements, it's 200 countries.
MashaAllah.
Abhisab, we've mentioned Madani Channel, so some of the viewers might be thinking, yeah, well, they've got Madani Channel and they're spending all this money on Madani Channel. Let me give you a glimpse. This is 108 departments, yeah? Every one of them is like a massive factory. Every department is huge. I'm going to give you a little glimpse. Translation department, there are thousands of books now.
30 languages.
35 languages. 35 languages, right? Then there are, you know, as well as that, this is going to really be an eye-opener for some people. Under Dawat Islami, 250,000 children have learnt the glorious Quran. Dawat Islami, over the last few years, has produced 80,000 huffaz.
Allahu Akbar.
80,000. A lot of the masajid during the month of Ramadan, in normal circumstances, alhamdulillah, a lot of the huffaz who are reading the glorious Quran have come from Dawat Islami.
Then, I just want to add to that. You know, countries like Europe, America, and Canada, huffaz e kiram, you know, from the UK, Dawat Islami madrasas go to these
go
places.
There. Yeah. Now, there are 3,790 branches of Madrasatul Madina all over the world with 170,000 students. When it comes to Islamic schooling, because obviously the schooling needs of different countries vary, Dawat Islami has got 84 Islamic Darul Madinas.
Subhanallah.
That is amazing, 84 schools. Then, if that's not enough, you know, universities, how difficult is it to set up a university and offer a degree course? Dawat Islami has got 775 institutes with 65,000 students, and thousands have already been honoured with Islamic degrees. And the beauty is, and this is what, even being born and bred in this country, having done a degree, done the bar course, done the masters, yeah, Vaseem Bhai's, you know, been through the education system, this is baffles us. Absolutely free. I've had a lot of people, they spend their life, and one of the things that they achieve, alhamdulillah, and it's a great blessing and it's a great honor to build a masjid.
Gee.
You know, and they spend the lifetime, but that is, you know, if you look at their CV, they say that alhamdulillah, I was involved in building a masjid, and you know, this masjid, falan location, it was because Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity.
MashaAllah.
Dawat Islami, Amir Ahle Sunnah, the Madni mindset was just unbelievable. You know, through the guidance of Amir Ahle Sunnah, Dawat Islami started to build mosques and started to acquire land and build madrasas and everything else. And over the last few years, have a rough guess of how many days in the year?
Oh, I'll have to ask my son. 365?
Have a guess how many masjids Dawat Islami has been building for the last few years, every year. Over 600. You know, almost sometimes two masjids a day. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Dawat Islami at the moment, all over the world, is building masjids, and over 600 a year. In the UK, we've got over 60 buildings, alhamdulillah. And all these are hubs for the work of Dawat Islami. Not only that, you know, the network that Amir Ahle Sunnah's built, the wisdom. You see, this is one of the things that you've got to remember, and I heard Nigrani Shura said this as well. You know, sometimes we categorize people as, he's not that clever. Do you know, he's clever, and he shows it as well. And then there are some people who are very, very clever, but they don't like to advertise it. They don't like to show it. They just carry on with their work. Nigrani Shura said something really beautiful. He said, one of the cleverest people we know
is one of the simplest. It's Amir al-Sunnah.
Subhanallah. No doubt.
His Zahanat is amazing.
MashaAllah.
You will be saying something and he'll be five steps ahead of you. But the problem is, you know, when we're five steps ahead of somebody else, we want to make you, if I'm five steps ahead of you, I want to make you know that I'm that clever. Amir al-Sunnah never lets anybody on. So if you're saying something and you're saying, you know, I've got this brilliant idea, I've thought of this, this is how we do it and this will solve our problem. Amir al-Sunnah has probably already thought about it and decided that's the way to do it. But aapki diljoi karenge, they'll say, yeah, fine.
You know, one time, Hussein Bhai will remember that, okay, you know, we had loads of problems, you know, in the UK. We were having some technical problems, yeah. And Rukne Shura came over and he said, we were there, you know, up to our heads, running about like headless chickens. And he sat us down and he goes, okay, point one, point two, point three, point. Within half an hour, he goes, anything else? He goes, no, that's it. You know, so ye shaan hai khidmat garon ki attar ka alam kya ho raha
saaya rahe salamat attar ka khuda saaya rahe salamat attar ka khuda inhe hai buri nazar se maula mere baja
Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Mera peer, we got a lot of people asking for this. Anyone for that kalam?
Mera peer, mera peer, mera peer, mera peer.
चोर डाकू आंदे ने नमाजी बन जा
Allah, mashallah, azawajal. Ji, Waseem bhai, we've got the last minutes. If you want to say your final words, wrapping up the program.
So we're wrapping up. I feel like we haven't even begun, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
To uncover the layers of the beautiful shaksiyat, the personality of Amir Ahl Sunnat. I think in summary, all I'd like to say, Amir Ahl Sunnat represents a beacon of hope for so many people. You know, people, when you're going through trials and tribulations, when you're feeling down, even when you're doing the work of deen and you're feeling dejected, you put on the TV channel and you see Amir Ahl Sunnat, and he's there to motivate you, to boost you. And you think to yourself that, mashallah, in a world where there is so much fitna, in a world where there is so much cheating and deceit and lying and all of these kind of things, I feel that it's our honor that we lived in the same time as Amir Ahl Sunnat. Somebody who has none of that cheating and lying or deceit in him. Just a simple, straightforward personality. And I genuinely believe, Hafiz Saab, that our coming generations will talk about the fact that we lived at the time of Amir Ahl Sunnat. You know, that we breathed the same air that he breathed, that we touched his blessed hands. Yeah, Marili, both Barisa Adad hai. And I would say to all of the viewers of Madani Channel, when the lockdown lifts, when, you know, situation permits, when if it's possible for you, make that trip to Karachi. Just never mind meeting them, just sit in the same room as Amir Ahl Sunnat. Breathe the same air that this Wali of Allah is breathing. And inshallah, this nisbat, and it is ultimately about nisbat, Afisa. It's our nisbat, inshallah, that will save us on the Day of Judgment. Our nisbat, inshallah, will do as well in this dunya, they'll do as well in the akhirah as well.
MashaAllah.
Apna banaya mujhko, seene lagaya mujhko, apna banaya mujhko, seene lagaya mujhko, jo bhi hai mere wukat, attar ki badolat, jo bhi hai mere wukat, attar ki badolat, mujhko mili hai izzat, attar ki badolat, chamki hai meri qismat, attar ki badolat.
Say to the viewers of Madani Channel before we go over to Harun Bhai as well, that, you know, we've got Amir Ahl Sunnat in our time living now. Try to have that love of this great Wali in your heart. You know, as they say that, you know, we should be yearning, you know, to see this person. Just like today, you know, we all wanted to be in the times of Allah Hazrat Ghose Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm telling you, there will be time, like Waseem Bhai said, people will say, I wish we were at the time of Amir Ahl Sunnat as well. Ji Harun Bhai, last words from you.
Ji, I was just going to say exactly what you, both of you said. You know, we're very privileged in this time. And in the future, in hundreds of years, people are going to look back and they're going to say that that was a great time and how privileged. And maybe our children will say that our, you know, our ancestors were in the company of this pious Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what you've got to remember is this. It's all about saving your iman and going from this world.
Allah
and
Allah.
Those who haven't got a kamil peer, those who have not bared to anybody, you know, I would say that a lot of us, and this is important as well, you don't say that you don't choose your peer, your peer murshid chooses you. Pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal gives you a spiritual guide, like Amir Ahl Sunnat, who can take you out of the doldrums of darkness. Because let's be honest with ourselves. You know, we're born and bred in this country. If it wasn't for Amir Ahl Sunnat and the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, where would we be today? You know, a lot of people who were seen by, you know, make it, get the degrees, they come back and they don't even know how to do wuzu properly. They don't know respect for parents. They don't know anything. They're lost in the worldly life. You know, a lot of these people, and it's the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. So what I would encourage people to do is this, that next time Amir Ahl Sunnat is spending time on the Madani Muzakras, and they do the bait, if you're not bait with the Peer Kamil, do the bait of Amir Ahl Sunnat. And I would say that stick with that and stick with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Because if you're in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, your life will change. I mean, if it's taken, you know, let's just use us 3, 4, or 5 as an example. Born and bred in this country, it has helped us to at least, or, you know, we may not have done the great deeds, but at least we've tried to protect our salah, learn the Quran, and try to reform our lives. And above all else,
The one thing that Amiri al-Sunnat has done, and this was the mission perhaps, you know, it's phenomenal and extraordinary everything they've done, but their mission in life was to instill the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into everybody's hearts. And you know, when we're sat here today and you look around, you can tell that alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, because of their sincerity, we are reaping the rewards.
Allahu Akbar. I've got a few messages from Islam brothers. There's not enough time. One Islam brother said that, mashallah, the environment of Dawat Islami is Nigrani Shura, and you normally read that, Pirta Tha Mara Mara. I've been everywhere. And alhamdulillah, now I've found the right place, mashallah. Wow. And he goes, I cannot wait for the time that I can meet my Piro Murshid. Mashallah. Yes. Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers from Madani Channel. Take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way.